Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, I'm kind of a nerd or a geek.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
People strike me as a nerd.
Well, thank you. And you're a jock.
Whoa. Easy. With the labeling today.
I know. But I would say that you've kind of turned yourself into a little bit of a technology nerd.
Yeah. I don't even know how it happened, but somehow I became an Apple fanboy.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what happened.
You got your smartphone. You got your iPhone, right?
Yep.
And you probably have a tablet.
Yeah. It just kind of happened. Like, I didn't go out and seek it. I ended up with a MacBook.
Okay.
That matched the phone. And then my mom, of all people, my mom, gave me an iPad for my birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it all came together.
How about Apple TV? Do you have Apple TV?
Oh, I did. I sought that out. I went and got it.
You went and got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you kind of got the full line. I mean, not really. There's more products for sure, but you got a whole bunch of stuff. I got them too. I mean, in fact, they're sitting right here on my desk. I have the iPhone. I have the iPad. I have my MacBook. I've got Apple TV. I've got cable TV, Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all going on. I thought maybe we could just have a conversation about how technology helps and also how it hurts. So let's start with the good.
Okay.
Is it good for you?
Yeah.
You like your technology?
Absolutely.
Helps you, makes your life better?
Yeah, I had delivery jobs in college, and we used to have these things called Thomas Guides.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, big, thick book, grid, and now that's, I don't even think they make them. Why
that's
would
funny.
They?
Right. We used to go on family vacations, and most of my parents' family vacations were driving, and we had those atlases, maps, page after page, and it's pretty amazing to think about how much it's changed and how easy it is. Sherry and I were in Italy this summer and like driving, had a rental car, and I don't know how anybody could do it without having GPS. Like we had a GPS thing, you know?
Right.
And it helped us get where we needed to go. So it is good. That for me is very good. Directions, GPS. For me, I guess another thing that's good is photography. I love being able to take a picture like in the moment and not like, oh shoot, I forgot my camera. You know what I mean? Like,
do you carry a camera that often anymore?
I don't have a camera I use. I just have my iPhone.
Just your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And I love it. I love having access to those pictures and being able to take a picture anywhere. Music is helpful to me. It just kind of is, like, whether I'm out on the trail, you know, for a walk or a run, or, just even sometimes sitting down reading, I'll play some music and I find it to be helpful. I'm thankful that I have it at my fingertips.
Hmm.
And then a big deal for me is like note taking. So whatever device, even on the iPhone, like just being somewhere, an idea strikes and I can write it down. You know, I don't have to like try to memorize it until I can get somewhere where there's pen and paper, but I have it. I can record it and keep it, you know, file it, have it accessible to me. So I love that. But I think if I were to put a percentage on my technology, what percentage is good and what percentage is bad, I think the helpful part, like of all of my technology use, maybe is 15%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of devices.
Uh-huh.
A lot of things for only 15%.
Yeah, a lot of devices and a lot of time. That's the part that I think is a real bummer.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm just being too hard on myself or critical about it, but that's really what I think. I think about 15% of my time on technology is actually productive.
Beneficial,
adds to the quality of my life. And I think 85% is crap.
And what is the crap? What is the bad?
All right. Well, the bad for me is like the constant trolling, you know, Facebook, Twitter, just constantly checking on something.
Head down.
Yeah.
Flicking the screen.
What it does is it kind of makes you not fully present. Like, you're always looking something up. You're always checking on things, you know, the weather, a news app, just whatever, like constantly looking at things. They have conversations with people, and how many times do you like stop and Google something because it came up, you know?
Yeah.
And does that information really actually add to our lives? It's just some little piece of random information.
It's trivial. Minutia.
Yeah, it doesn't improve our lives. There's entertainment addiction. So for sure, my cable bill, my Netflix bill, like it's not improving the quality of my life. Hmm. It's just entertaining me. And I'm addicted. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And then also I find that my technology pulls me away from actually reading real stuff. Mm. Like I think I saw, I saw in a program, this girl's in an interview and she's being asked, do you like to read? And she says, yes, as a teenage girl. And the person asking her the question says, well, what do you like to read? And she says, Twitter.
Yep.
My wife has been pushing for a no tech zone, in our day. And I'm like, what she means is a block of time where everything is put away and nothing is turned on. Whoa. And, oh, man, I'm terrified. I'm so scared. I've been dragging my feet, been disagreeing with her about it. Because for me, it's like the question, can we sync our internal clocks? Like, I will complain at her, like, get off Facebook. What are you doing? You're wasting your life away.
Whenever you catch her?
Yeah, when I catch her, because I'm not on it. Right. And then there's another time when I'm sitting down on my computer, and she's like, will you close that thing and get over here? So I'm kind of terrified about the whole deal. But I just want to throw the question out there. What do you think? Do you think that you could have a no-tech zone? Would you do it? And why or why not? Why would you do it? Why wouldn't you do it? And I'll see. My wife's going to keep fighting the battle. So at some point, she always wins.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.